order. 7:01 according to the. Are there any announcements?
I have none.
Approval of the agenda. Are there any additions, corrections, deletions? I will add under managers a conversation about Silver Lake and the outlet and meeting. Okay, public forum, we're missing that. Okay, consent calendar. Is there anybody who wants to remove anything? I'm going to remove the treasurer's report. Anything else?
Motion to approve consent calendar.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? Those in favor of approving the remaining consent calendar, say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, so do we want to talk a treasurer at this point, or?
Again, Mark.
Okay. Well, I just see the number 24,834,
right,
and have some concerns about what's coming down the pike, okay, and when we're going to get revenue and whether we have to delay payments.
Right, so here's what's going on. The check usually arrives the first week of July from the,
oh, that's
from the county, so we are going to be tight, but we're not going to disperse any checks until that money arrives. I already have these. I've already been accounted for.
Yeah.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So we, there's no reason we need to write checks between now
and that. And we just had an addition of $3,500.
Okay. There she comes.
I think traffic probably not. Excuse me.
You trying to go through all that dirt over there or what?
Did you go Hollywood?
Oh, it's good. All right.
My apologies.
Late tea time or something?
Yeah.
Okay, well that was just my question. So
And I have you can talk about more treasures. No? Okay.
No, I'm good. I just use that okay. Little teeny number. We've already talked about issues around FM. Money in around here. So I will move to approve the treasurer's report.
Second.
Any further discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Okay. Well, we don't have any partners, volunteers, citizens advisory committee, I think. So now we go to inspection.
Yes. Inspector managers, do you have any questions from the report that was in effect?
No.
I don't have any questions. I just noticed there seems to be a lot of violations or issues with more so than.
We had some issues, especially after the rain, 3 inches over the weekend. I don't have a PowerPoint, but I do have some follow-ups from this report. The Burr Oak development in West Lakeland, they've addressed the punch list items that that I had put together. Hidden Meadows, which was on our tour, the areas where they're building, everything, the grading and stabilization is done for now, not where they're going to be building the houses, so the excavator's out of it right now. Now the fun part comes, that's when the builders start tearing everything up. The protected areas, everything looks great now. And the infiltration basins are working. Hamas, the face on top of the hill, the work with the storm and sanitary sewers, water mains going on, and they've got good erosion control in place. So I'm not concerned about water coming down that hill like we had last year. I think they've addressed it pretty well. The MnDOT rest stop is basically, they're waiting for one area to dry up. It's all final graded. They had to blanket and seed one liner. So it's pretty much wrapping up probably by tomorrow. That was their due date to wrap up the project. South Wind in Lake Elmo, their letter of credit for their surety is set to expire, and Susanna sent a letter to them for renewal. They had some questions for me on it this week. They've got some issues with infiltration basins not working, and they're just starting to build there, so I can't imagine recommending a reduction at this point. It's too early in the project. That's all I have. Updates. Yes, sir.
I have something quick. Just on page two.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at these and stuff. So I'm going to just check my see. Are we going down
there? Mm-hmm.
No restoration done after grade. What's going on there?
So with Arbor Glen, there was a punch list that the city and I also put together, a punch list that we submitted to them. There were a number of items left over from last fall that were not addressed. Since then, about 2 weeks ago, they did come in and did the rough fix of most of the punch list items, but they still have not sent in a crew to stabilize, blanket, and seed the work that was done. So it's kind of this chasing of the project. They get the rough work done, it's ready to go for the stabilization, and then nothing happens. And then we have problems. So they've got most of the punch list done, but not the very last part of it. So it's right across the street from the Legacy at North Star. Okay. So I drive by there when I'm going out that way, and that's a quick check for me. But they've addressed a number of the issues, but not all of them yet. And the city knows that too. We got to go. We're on, yeah. The city is on them too.
And I see you're keeping an eye on this.
I took a drive through. I was going over to Cedar Leaf Point, and I thought I would drive through the Mercy Hall. And they were doing the borings for the utilities. They did get protection, and then within a couple of is, and so that is right now it's stabilized, but they're probably going to have to go back in there to kind of clean up the infiltration base. So that one was a pretty bad one.
Okay, anything else?
Thank you.
Inspector report?
Thank you.
Let's see. Attorney items?
I'm not aware of any specific items to bring under this. I think there is some information we'll provide regarding the public hearing, and if there's going to be a discussion on the meeting application, I'll have something to look at.
Okay, sounds good. Engineer, in letter fund things.
The opening spent line filter on the north side of Silver Lake on June 20th, and just happy that we received six bids. And the yellow column is this engineers, those are engineers' estimates of what the construction cost would be. And you can see that the lowest apparent responsible bidder is Rachel, and they were slightly less than our estimate, and only about $5,000 less than the second list. We've reviewed the bid, and we suggested the managers award the bid to Rachel Contracting and authorize President Lucas or Vice President Fletcher to eventually sign the contract and authorize us to issue the notice of award.
Rachel, I'm on the wrong page. Rachel,
this was, the M contract is true. This was, well, interesting that there's two of them around 150 something. Anyway, I move to award the contract to Rachel, whatever they are, Rachel Construction, Rachel Contracting, for the Silver Lake filtration base to $152,210. That too. Okay. I second that. Any further discussion?
Yes.
Those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. That's nice. We've got a bunch of bids. Okay. I went to Royal Grand. Pilot program.
Mr. President, managers, if you recall, the Board of Water Resources is kind of a pilot program to try to disperse some clean water fund grants more efficiently. The board gave that money to Washington County, and Washington County organized meetings with the various watershed districts within Washington County and Washington Transportation District. Had a meeting where all the communities within Washington County were invited. After all that discussion, it seemed like the simplest approach would be to just evenly split money that went to Washington County between watershed management organizations, Washington County, and Washington Conservation District. So each entity gets just under $79,000 through the pilot program, but each entity also needs to submit to Bowser what they plan to use that money for. And that one is July 2nd. I think the easiest and most flexible, what would give you the most flexibility on using that money would be if you use it through your E&P cost share program. The money through the pilot program doesn't need to be spent completely until the end of 2021. You spend approximately, over $50,000 per year in the E&P cost share program. This can be used in place of that if there's project that comes up that isn't individual grants, but maybe working with the city of Lake Elmo on a project, you could also
You said our normal is around 50,000 a year?
I think so. Right. And this year you cut the budget?
So, when would this clock start?
The money would be available as soon as Bowser agrees and waives the work plan, and then you get 50% of the $80,000, or $78,760, you get 50% right away, right, as soon as all the documents are signed. Then you need to show proof that you spent that 50%, and you get the next 40%, and then you don't get the remaining 10%, so you hold off.
So, so we would have 19, 20 half of, no, we'd have all of 19, all of 20, and all of 21. Mm-hmm.
That's a question. Looking at the budget, which is attached to the current part C, that we can have 25,000 for the 2018 budget, and 20,000 for the building C.
Well, that's what's written down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for the 2018.
Right. Yeah. You want to use that BMT township low rider?
It's for the manager. I think that would be the easiest way to disperse the money. So you're correct, Treasurer Prashant, that you're spending about $45,000 a year for the administration and the projects. And so I wouldn't expect that you'd have a problem spending the $79,000 from Bowser. Again, as I said, if there is a special project that you'd like to spend the money on, I think it would still, you could define it as a cost share program.
Well, that would, I mean, that's sort of a, that's an easy thing. Do you think that's okay with Bowser, or do you have any sense?
As President Majors, I think it is okay. That's how the Rice Creek Watershed District and Branch Washington Metro Watershed District find this framework. Some of the other organizations have specific projects in mind. You could, for example, if you were to do a creek stabilization project at Valley Creek or Kells Creek, you could use the money there. Talk about doing the helm treatment project on Sunfish Lake. All those projects would likely be quite a bit more expensive, and it's a little bit unclear if you'd be able to work with the landowner and get it all accomplished.
Right.
I think this is the easiest.
Well, it sounds like it, especially since we have to put it in a few days.
You're allowed to have a list of backup projects if you'd like, which would make it easier however you think that you're going to use the money. Somehow it doesn't work out, then there's always a backup project.
Well, I don't see any problem with using that money in cost share. Be it in community cost share or individual or developer cost share. Is this a motion about again?
Yes, I would like to have a motion so they can submit it to the county.
Oh, really? go ahead.
So, a motion to use the grant fund for our cost share program, our BMT cost share program.
One second.
Yes.
Yeah, for the clean water fund. pilot program. Any further discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Again. Motion passes. Okay. Well, we're not at 7:30. So can we go to G and pick up? We have to wait till 7:30, right?
It'd be nice.
Could be some last minute drive.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Yeah. Everyone's in agreement to go on order on the agenda. I think you might want to open it at 7:30 in case that whole flood is open.
Looks like it's going to happen. Okay, until 7:30. Do we want to talk about, why don't we talk about the 50th anniversary? Just as an easy wonder. Might be 7 minutes.
Tony, you want me?
Go ahead.
Okay. In addition to what we've been doing, I signed up to do at least one shift at the Washington County Fair. Yes, and now absolutely tell everyone it's the 50th anniversary of the
Canada. Did she sign me up too?
I mentioned that you'd be interested. Did you, I said we're hanging up for you.
There's still 2 slots. I think you probably saw Angie's letter regarding putting some verbiage, a lot of verbiage in the Stillwater newspaper, Lily, and she just made a comment that she was going to want to know if we wanted to add anything because she was going to put it in the dispatcher by the president. I sent my comment and copied it off to improve what you had. Unfortunately, Lincoln, you and I were not mentioned, and Ed was not Dave. He treated prison, he said it wasn't.
Kind of low on the telling, I guess, huh?
You know, I think it's broken. No profile. I did not see it, I'm sorry. There's a lot I haven't seen in the last 2 weeks. So, well, it just came out like anyway. Okay. Well, I think that's great. I think that, you know, putting things out in the newspapers is good. Did anybody talk about the New York Times?
Washington Post.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. She'll take care of that too.
It's going to take a little coordination.
After my son, he knows how to get things in the New York Times. Okay, anything else? You got buttons, and I love the buttons.
Yes.
I had a number of comments on last Friday night that I had a shirt that the Rivers of Lynn comments. And they said, oh, they ripped it off.
I do have a comment.
Yeah.
I don't know what the manager would think would be a central location. I don't know what the Lake Owen Chambers would consider a central location for what should be there. Thought process was expected to be considered a mayor that maybe we just would have an open house there also celebrate the 50th.
Oh.
Because yeah. You can't have a 50th or 14th in Chambers. So.
Oh, no.
It's not.
There was, I saw something about the idea of doing that. Was that happening or not?
Those parades happening.
Yeah, are you going to get up there?
Oh, it's a
wave of something?
It's a children's parade. Bicycles and then it ended at Lake on the Road. We put on a, you know, Lake on the Road carry, and we have an ice cream social and deal with the ice cream to the river's edge.
Okay. Is that anything else about that? I appreciate you guys doing the anti the event on the 2nd or the
whatever it was. 20.
Is Shelly Manzera?
Thank you.
Yeah, Shelly Manzera will be up there. Very well received.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay. Well, financial audit.
Okay.
You want to talk about that for 3 minutes?
Yeah, very, very briefly. Gentlemen, please look through this at your leisure before things coming out the 1st July meeting. I believe so. Tomorrow I can email her. I thought she had already said that. But I told her that she didn't necessarily have to. I wondered. She stole this from me. I said she could send an underneath. And that's what she's going to do. She's going to talk about the audit.
Okay.
Now, so I suggest that everybody read this at their leisure, and then if you have any questions, any tough fighting questions, go ahead and direct them to me.
Do you have a copy of that?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is yours. Did I give you one?
No.
There you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, read this at your leisure?
No, I'm always interested.
Yeah, with toothpick. Yeah. With toothpick. And no dogs.
Okay.
No.
So that's it. We're just
actually, there's one more thing. I remember last year, Otter suggested that be required to add a stamp with some verbiage, clean verbiage, to put on the back of every check so that people are aware of that and they can sign it just neat. So it turns out that Kyle, I believe he works for Peggy, that at first we were required to, they recommended that they found out that only certain agencies. That and we didn't have to, but then again, it would be a good practice for us to do. So I ordered the stamp, I think it was $26, they took it directly out of our account, and I have it.
Okay, so I have a stamp on this trip.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's all I have.
Okay, well, I think we can do the public hearing, so I'd like to suspend our regular meeting. I never remember if we have to move that or not. Okay, all right. And open the annual public hearing for a municipal separate stormwater system, MS4 report. Here is the report. Is there any comments or questions about it from anybody?
There's none for me.
Okay. All right. Hearing none and having no one of the public here, I will close the public hearing and resume our regular meeting. And I think we have to approve this. So I'll move to approve the MPCA MS4 report for 2017.
I'll sign that one.
Any further discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
approved.
Okay, meeting location and meeting party. There's been some conversations, I guess. So, what's having missed the last meeting?
I can give you my.
Yeah, you were going to meet with.
I talked to the mayor, Mayor Pearson, and John Wolf, and to see if there was any charges, costs associated with video and audio recording. And there is a charge, it's $55 for the first 4 hours. So that would be a cost of living in Peru. So it's not a lot of money, but it's $55. Secondarily, I was very direct with Mayor Pearson, because I had heard from some of the managers, this is before my tenure on the board, that there was some difficulty or maybe some verbal animosity, or you want to put it, with some of the council people and the board members. And there was also secondarily periodically, not often, the meeting room was not available and the board had to scramble to find the appropriate location. And so I was told by the mayor that that is water over the dam as far as, inappropriate behavior or some hostility from certain council people and the board members. So that we should not concern ourselves with that. And secondarily, and we've also, we have a set time for the meeting council. That would be held and our two are second for the rest of the available. Oh, yeah. Our second and fourth Thursday is still available. So the reason for doing this would be because they have better recording equipment and can do video as well, I believe. Is that
correct? That
was brought up. Yes, the reason. And Tracy, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I know the process that you need to follow to remove the location, but of course that process, that's a revolution. And then you need to publish notice,
right,
and have a public hearing on it.
Yeah.
Then once you issue an order and actually file that with the Secretary of State and the board, then they've got a little bit of a process. So
right.
I would expect you have to give 10 days notice, but I would expect you wouldn't plan on leaving for about a month.
Yeah.
And then you decide, I was talking to Susanna about the kind of pressure you're under to do this. I mean, you could run a tape recording and understand you have some problems with people who tried that and then mistranslated. Right? Is it something like that you've experienced?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's just hard to hear.
Well, the format was changed to MP3, which is a little more standard. And I listened to a couple of them. As far as this goes, I mean, John can talk about the complication of setting it up. But, you can hear David out shuffling paper, and it's hard to hear the attorney or the engineer or things like that. So, I mean, yeah, John, you can speak to the difficulty of. If you listen to the recordings, anybody, the secretary, inspector, attorney, engineer, anybody on that side is very hard to hear.
So I have commentary on that. I suggest that we certainly upgrade our system and or make it so that it's easier. Bear with me, okay?
We're working.
Just speak my mind. So, the movie The Godfather, Michael Corleone had to sit down and meet with Salazar. guarantees are we going to get? Now, I'll try to
talk in life and death.
We're going to make a point about this. Lake Elmo wants to charge us. We have the ability to go to Afton as well. We have this venue. We're here now. They don't charge us. It seems as easy to get to. It's just up the road. And my concern with, and you can speak to Mayor Pearson about this, is I don't want people to suddenly make demands on us. You know, that just seems high-handed for our so-called independence. I didn't appreciate it. You know?
But isn't that just watering the game?
Well,
gasoline needs to be imported again.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, I'm not trying to hold some grudge, but we've had problems with them in the past. And I just soon avoid them. I would appreciate if they talk to us. You know, they don't have to bring flowers or anything. We can discuss it once more and then possibly make that move. But at this point, I'm still a little concerned with that, and I certainly don't want to be. I mean, we have enough politics, as I know them here, and they're more intense over there, and I just assume avoid that.
So,
good. Yeah. There's no need for any people coming in and raising their voices and kicking us to the bungalow, and I don't mean that. Functions. Send us to the bungalow. And we get built. So, other than those items, I have absolutely no problem. And I think it's more centralized. I think it's a good idea. There's better facilities. There's no doubt about that.
So
it's. I don't want to make it personal. I just want. Assurance that if we were to move back to that facility, that we would be treated with just more kindness and respect. How's that?
Okay. Well, that's what that is. So I, first of all, the $55 for the first 4 hours, is that somebody who is there running it?
Cablecast.
What is that?
It's a cost for cablecast.
Okay, so there's a technician on site. Okay, so it's not just a push
button. Oh, and I do have an update. I can give you this. If you chose to go there, don't shoot the messenger.
No.
You can buy your own video camera and set it up at the meeting and provide a copy. And this is what the library board would be the option that we don't want to have with you.
What is the town?
They're upgrading their City Hall, right?
Right.
They're building a new one. the Brookfield building? Oh, not building B.
But it's present. It might be kind of not. Fireball.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I don't have a problem with going to Lake Elmo. I'm not too excited about the $55 of meeting. I don't think that the 4 hour period is going to bring us an issue. But,
no,
I don't think he wants a live stream. I think it's just he wants. You think so?
President, I think he mentioned live streaming at the Water Street meeting.
Yeah.
If that's available, I think.
Well, you know, I'm not sure.
That might be why the cable cast situation. It could be channel 16 or whatever, the local channel. Whereas if we were to record it, then what your person suggested we do is give them a copy and that gets uploaded within 2 hours. You know, they just upload our website and we'll get a copy of it for 2 hours.
I can't.
I can still wear shorts.
No,
I'm not going to see him.
So, do you think that the cost would be different if we don't live stream? You think that $55 is having some.
You know, I don't know just for that. We just had a great conversation, so I'll find out.
All right. Well, I'd like to. I think that we ought to know what is the $55 for, or something we don't feel a need for, or don't want.
I'll talk to the city administrator.
Okay. Then I just don't see any push other than one Washington County commissioner. To do audio and video. Does anybody else see that? Is there anybody else asking for that? For us to do video and audio?
No.
Okay. And we're outside of this. For the most part, we're all
smack in.
I retract that. I just don't know what kind of weight to give that. This is good territory.
Tony, I hope that didn't sound too harsh. You know, I'd like to speak to them. And really, $55, we'd like to avoid that possible.
Yeah, I'll clear up some of these questions about what the live cable cast is. This is live stream available, the cable cast is involved, and the availability of the chambers.
Can we just push a button to record it and not have to have people around?
You mean like AV stuff?
Yeah. Okay. Can we be done with that for the time being? Let's put it on the agenda. Okay, so we are down to managers, I think. Is that correct? We're going to talk about Silver Lake. This is where that is. Okay, so John and I went to a meeting this morning with the director of the Ramsey County Public Works and Al Ruffnow, who is sort of a main guy in this position. And with what's your name, the DNR?
Jen Sorensen.
Jen Sorensen is our federal hydrologist. John and myself, and to talk about, just to sort of open a conversation and strategize or get a sense of how to work with conversations around the Silver Lake level, around the ownership and maintenance of the weir, around the flooding that is said to be happening, and understanding where that water is coming from and whether it really is lake level or not. So basically what came out of the meeting was that Ramsey County, which now maintains the weir, doesn't want to do it because it's not in their county. Washington County and Oakdale would not be interested in doing it because it's in their county by 2 feet, and if everything else relates to Ramsey County water. We talked about watershed districts and their management of weirs, and that's a very common thing. It makes sense to me for us to perhaps to manage that, just because it's another piece of infrastructure in our drainage system that starts up there and connects to the 1007. Pretty soon, and then goes on down the way. So I think that that's a conversation we need to have. I think that that's a budget item we need to have. If we decide to do that, include it in the same way that we include all of our other infrastructure for inspection and maintenance. I think we all agreed that the culvert under the road is MnDOT's, that's pretty standard. And then the other outcome was to arrange a meeting with those parties that were at the meeting and with the City of North St. Paul and WSB, which is their engineer, to provide information, talk about, and strategize sort of the next step of, in the end, being able to have public input and provide the public with information. Which we may decide, depending on what comes out of the city and what we and the group think we ought to do, is whether we ought to do the modeling for any changes to the weir. I think there was a general agreement that changing the level, the outlet level, was way more difficult than changing the shape of the weir. We can change this. Here's what we can change. We can change the shape of the weir with due process, and that would require modeling the downstream impact. That might result in saying, no, we can't. We don't want to change it, or whatever. So, and then there's also the question of whether we need to monitor the groundwater, sponge water table, interaction between that and the lake level, because the belief of the engineers is that the water that ends up in basements is not coming directly from the lake. In other words, it's not surface water, it's groundwater, seepage and pressure. But we don't really know what that has to do with the lake level.
It could be that when the water level of the lake increases, it causes some groundwater mounding. So it's the shape of a hill of the groundwater. And so that's raised because of the surface flood elevation of the lake. The groundwater has come up, and that's what may be causing the issues.
Because of the whatever infiltration or interaction between those goes with the lake level, essentially. So it's not just related to the bottom.
It's that surface water, groundwater.
What, do we know anything about that connection with any of the other water bodies?
We know some information prior to Project Alvin 7 being constructed. We watched the district constructed several shallow wells in the district to get an understanding of the relationship between the surface water elevations and the shallow proper elevations.
Okay, and there's a correlation. Yeah, well, you know, and then that brings up, well, okay, what do you do about that? And anyway, so that's, I guess, what I'm saying is that stay tuned. We need to pursue this in some form. And I think that John is going to arrange meeting with the city and the other folks, and we'll see where that takes us. But I will bring it up as a potential budget line. Okay, so that's it. Reports. Managers, administrator, engineer, attorney, website, administrator, whatever. Anybody have any reports? How's our website? Are you doing anything about repository at this point? How are you doing? And what goes into it? So I think we ought to talk about that at budget time. There is a line item. So that's future business meetings. Is that where we are?
Anything?
Okay. So I will not be here on the 12th. Right. But I think, according to the minutes, everybody else is planning. What's the latest plan for new folks?
I expect to be here.
Okay, and the 26th. So the workshop on the water, I will not be at the county fair. I will be at the budget workshop. National Night Out will be a fun place. But there was talk about it, the 50th anniversary, doing something that leads to that.
Yep. We talked about it in Google. Something had me and myself in the booth and talk about what the Valley Branch Watershed does and pass off some of the buttons and
Well, we might have to have somebody like Angie fill in, because I think you guys do because of the budget workshop. I think that's very important. So, okay, any other business to come? Oh, well, I will mention that we got this sort of working draft, which really is something to work for and from for reference as we look at budget and for people to see. I went through this and it's good. I have a variety of comments already, but I think it's a good start, and I think we need to be prepared for the fairly significant hike in budget. Deal with that as we go forward to figure that out. And what's in here, again, remember, is includes a lot of what could be done that doesn't necessarily have to be done next year or anyway. I haven't gone through enough to do it too much in that. Did I interpret that correctly, John? Okay. Any further business? Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Again? Boom. Hey. Lincoln, you need to back the drill and say that we're dying.
Yeah.
You should have dragged him also. Yeah.